Welcome back. Final few minutes here, the Connor Appert Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. We didn't get to the XFL being back today. Josh doesn't like. Josh, are you an XFL guy?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I like The Rock. So I guess it's got that going for it. But, I mean, we've done this before. It does not work.
Correct. Starting next year, the XFL will have all its regular season games and playoffs here on ESPN and its family of networks. 40 regular season XFL games, 2 playoff semifinals, and a title game. ABC, ESPN, and FX.
Feels like a lot.
The 8-team XFL is returning under new owners Danny Garcia, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Jerry Cardinals Redbird Capital Partners.
That's a name that rolls off the tongue.
Weird. Just what we needed. Some competition for the USFL, which is clearly huge.
Now, maybe they've shown, like, okay, the USFL has no stars and is all football, and it ain't moving the needle, so we got to have some stars.
Yep.
And it can't just be The Rock coming out there once every 3 weeks.
I'm not sure that we have enough capacity as a society for this stuff. I am sure that we do not have capacity for 2 spring football leagues that are pointless. Not only do we as fans we're not going to be able to consume all of it, but who's going to play? Who's going to play in these leagues?
Yeah, are there enough people that can play this game? I watched about 5 minutes of the fan-controlled football league this weekend. I was actually able to find it. Like, I was just flipping through the channels. NBCLX is where I found it.
What is that?
It is...
That sounds horrible.
It's like CNBC, but younger and hipper. That's what that's the vibe the commercials gave me. Like, hey, CNBC is for stocks and bonds and IRAs and 401ks.
Cool stonks.
This is NBCLX. We're about crypto and
stonks, man.
And GameStop. And
yeah.
That
Dogecoin.
Yeah. I watched the fan controlled football league.
That sounds
for about
cool.
5,
I
want to
watch
minutes.
That channel, actually.
I don't know if anyone was in attendance. It looked like this was in a abandoned warehouse.
Did
somewhere.
Johnny Manziel's contract run out?
No, he is still in the league.
With
Terrell Owens?
Yeah.
They were not involved in the game I was watching. It looked... I mean...
Yeah.
It's a thing.
No.
Mm-hmm. I guess I don't even know if that's true.
We don't need this. But
no,
that's okay. Do you, The Rock?
I could very much understand, though, the executives from the Fan Control Football League, like, selling this to investors. Like, yeah, like, this makes sense. You get on the app and you call the plays and we outsource it to the fan. Like, I get how you could sell that to investors and them think it's a good idea.
It's a great idea on paper.
Yeah.
It is horribly executed, and it couldn't be well executed.
Mm-hmm.
There's just no way to do it.
Yeah.
Poll questions.
We got them.
Who is settling in the Rihanna-Matt Kemp relationship?
This is an obvious answer, right?
Rihanna.
Damon tried to sway us, but no.
71% said Rihanna. He's still mad about that, though. He keeps talking about it. I watch Matt Kemp get picked off every day because he was dating Rihanna.
You know what? Yeah, he probably cared about baseball a little less because Rihanna was at home.
Is Top Gun overrated? My vote on this poll question, you'll have more on this a little bit later today. Are we going to release the pod today?
I'm going to try my damnedest.
Okay. You'll have more info on this today because we're recording a Top Gun pod because I've watched Top Gun for the very first time ever. It came up in the crossover. Is Top Gun overrated? My answer is no, that it is not. That is not overrated. 70% agree that it is not overrated. Which scares you more? A rat or a possum?
Hotly debated all day.
Still going on. The debate still rolls on in the Menchies.
Yeah, a lot of Menchies.
It's a possum. They're bigger. They seem more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Their mm-hmm. teeth are sharper. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm guessing. They look sharper anyway. I just think when it's all said and done, I don't want that thing running at me. And I just don't think a rat is going to run at you. I think the rat is going to run away from you. And it's smaller. I don't want to encounter either of them. I'm not saying that rats aren't scary. I don't want to see a rat.
Somebody commented to that effect. You got a real Sophie's choice on your hands here, guys.
Exactly. But for my money, the possum's going to get a bigger jump out of me.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Damon was able to sway enough people on this. 52% rat.
Ooh. Bad take, audience. Bad take.
Interesting. Did you like the Omaha baseball tweet? Now, there was a few people who were unclear what it was.
What tweet? What tweet? No, this is not the show that gives you context on polls.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I did like the Omaha baseball tweet. 79% agree. And who you got? Mark Cuban versus Lil Wayne. Like,
early, but surprising results.
Is all this stuff aside, is like the money aside, and it's we're talking about face-to-face combat here?
Combine it all. Posse's wealth.
They get access to their people and their things.
Mm-hmm.
Cubes.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. You tell me what the audience says.
I'm going cubes. Okay. 74% agree.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, Lil Wayne is threatening, but at the end it comes down to, you know, what are you willing to do? I think cubes could go there.
You saying Lil Wayne can't?
I don't know. I'm not sure about Lil Wayne. All hat, no cattle. I'm not trying to start a Twitter beef with Lil Wayne. We saw that went for some other people.
Connor, a garden tool.
That is the the censored version of it. Those are the poll questions. What are we watching tonight?
Tonight we're watching the NBA playoffs. Dallas at Golden State. Game 1, 8 o'clock start on TNT. Luka had some lunch beers today.
Yeah.
With Boban?
It appeared so. I hope maybe that wasn't from today, but
the tweet sure positions it as though it happened mere minutes ago. That might be an issue, depending on the result tonight.
I don't know. Just you could have a beer and then be fine in several hours.
Especially at Luka's weight.
Yeah.
NHL playoffs tonight, couple game ones, the Rangers at the Hurricanes. 6 p.m. on ESPN, and then the nightcap, the big one, 8 o'clock, ESPN, Game 1, the Battle of Alberta. Connor's first real game as a Flames fan.
I love them.
Edmonton Oilers at the Calgary Flames. They are the hockey team we have adopted, for better or worse.
How many beers do you think it would take for Boban to get drunk?
14 minimum.
How fast do you think Boban could drink a beer?
20 seconds.
Okay.
TNT tonight before the basketball game, 5:30. The Great Debate with Charles Barkley. He sits down with Spike Lee, Jackie McMullen, Renee Montgomery to debate legends of the NBA like Magic, Bird, Russell, Kobe, Jordan, and LeBron. What are they debating? I don't know, but Charles Barkley is talking on television, so maybe you listen.
Excellent.
Season 7 finale of The Masked Singer is tonight, 7 o'clock on Fox.
Ooh.
And a show on Amazon Prime. It's called Love Struck High. Let me read you the synopsis. You tell me if you're in or out, Connor. UK singles are transported to an American high school setting for a second chance at love. Lindsay Lohan narrates.
It's not the dumbest idea I've heard.
Yeah,
it's dumb, but it's not the dumbest idea I've heard. There are dumber things.
I have some questions about why this takes place in a high school setting, but maybe the show will parse that out for me. I don't know.
I've heard of dumber things, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is true.
Thank you, Josh. That's what to watch tonight. We're all very, very excited. Stay tuned. There may be a podcast dropping a little bit later on. Also, the crossover is next.